Good afternoon. Today is Monday, June the 30th, 184th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, guess who's back?
I am back. So happy to be here.
Well, we'll find out if another intensive grilling at the end of this show, if you feel the same way.
All right.
So we'll catch up, see what he's seeing, see what he's been doing.
I'm just glad to be back. The blackberries did not get benefited by the rain, though, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, the rain, such as it was. Well, actually, it was in southern Humboldt. Not so much here, but we'll talk about more normal stuff when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, but before we do, our quote to jumpstart this afternoon.
Well, this is under controversy, and it's by, used to be, you and I grew up calling her Ayn Rand, but they now call her Ayn Rand.
Really?
Yeah. There are two sides to every issue. One side is right, and the other is wrong. But the middle is almost always evil.
Whoa.
That's a nasty one.
Yeah. Say. Yeah. Yeah, with that, we'll just kind of push away from the dock.
Off,
smiling,
off we go. Let's go into the deeper water.
Well,
It is great to be back, though. I mean, you leave and you come back, and the some things have changed.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Immediate impressions when you guys came back to town. Good, bad, indifferent.
Well, I think it feels like we're not off to a fast start in tourism in Old Town. Feels like Police Chief Mills has had some positive impact on the vagrants, but I would certainly not call it a success. The town appears to be a little bit more cleaned up.
Unless you look at the gutters.
The grass weeds. Wow. And, you know, that's so easy to fix. I don't get it.
You know the one that blows me out of the water?
What?
In front of the business.
No kidding.
The business doesn't take care of it.
Oh, no.
Roundup?
I had a partner who I co-owned a building with, and he wouldn't take care of them. I finally did it. And, you know, people don't see this stuff, and it looks just awful.
I suppose if you go in the back door, you know, you show up early and then you leave late, you don't see the front.
Yeah, or if you're waiting for
walk around.
If you're waiting for a check. I mean, I don't know, but it was odd to me that they didn't fix it.
Yeah. So a little bit of the town looking a little bit cleaner.
It is. I think some people have put a little money back into their buildings, and that always looks nice. I was interested to see that Virginia didn't win by more than 7 points, and it surprised me simply because those of us who've seen Chris Kerrigan over the years, I mean, he's kind of what adult parents don't want their child to be. I mean, he hasn't finished college. Maybe he has now, but he's 30. He hasn't held a full-time job. I mean, that's kind of the way you don't want your kids to grow up and be. And now he ran for office, and by golly, got 46% of the vote. Are you kidding me?
Well, the thing that stuck in my craw about that was just the low turnout period.
That always disappoints me.
And talking to a couple buddies this morning, I don't know. You know, maybe it's media's fault somehow. But It seems to me that there's something lacking. Do we take everything so much for granted? Do we feel that we don't count? What's a vote kind of thing? Was it, oh, and you just throw everything out that you get in the mail, so the absentees went out with the direct mail piece for the coupon for the national insurance company? I don't get it. And the turnout was about the same as it was 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It didn't move the needle either way. But why so low? And I don't understand it. And I guess, to be honest with you, I understand low voter turnout in a national election. Because you know what? It's truly gotten to the point in California where your vote doesn't matter. The electoral votes are going to the Democrat. Obama was going to get them. Why vote? I get that. But on these purely local issues, I don't – you've just got – it. Don't complain. We have the government we deserve.
Well, don't complain. How do you even know what to complain about if you're not that tuned in? And I think that's what's going on, is that either the instantaneous, the social media thing is driving everything now. And if it's not the last 2 minutes or the last 2 hours, I don't care.
Yeah.
And you move on and the platitudes. I don't get, Los Angeles was even worse. It was, what, 13%?
Oh.
L.A. County. And you go, what?
Wait a minute. 13%?
Yeah. In the Midwest, I would presume, I'd like to think at least, that there was some bastion of people turning out for elections.
Well, Louisiana has pretty good historic turnouts. And they have elections. Heck, one town has an election in March, and then another one has an eight. There's always something going on. And so, but it's impressive how many people turn out to vote. And I don't know, it's a great question on what states really do have wonderful turnout. But it's not we should not be proud of our voter turnout.
No, I just.
It's not a right, it's a privilege.
Well, maybe that's, for me now, this is the pure, this is if Papstein had power.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not only does everybody leave the state quickly, but if you don't vote this time, you don't get to vote next time. You lose it for one cycle.
Well, once you do that, then you never get back on the horse. I don't know about that.
We'll see. You know, that's my little pipe dream, not yours.
Well, I don't think it's a pipe dream. What you're trying to do is positive solution. And the solution to...
You could vote for one race. You don't have to vote for everything. Even
no,
if it's just for the dog catcher.
What's interesting is now mailing voting, and they thought that would be a cure.
Yeah, the absentee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The
everything. Or motor voter.
Motor voter.
Okay.
All it's done is really sustain a great fraud effort, but it hasn't materially changed.
Yeah, it didn't result in 6 weeks of campaign advertising either.
No. Well,
I'll let you know.
I think that's changing. I think it's hard.
There's a little bit. What I saw was that there was, before the absentees went out for 2 or 3 weeks, we had a flush of interest.
Really?
And then a week or two, and then it dissipated. And then it was kind of towards the end. It was interesting. Instead of a W or a V or a U, it was more like dot, dot, dot at the end.
No, but you'd think it'd spike, go down, spike.
Yeah. And then there was a big run in certain precincts election day. And when Ange went through where we vote in Eureka, she had about a 20-minute wait.
Really?
Yeah. And I was there about 20 minutes later, and all the little, I don't know, you can't call them voting booths anymore, whatever they call it, the shaky tables, were all full. And I was stunned at the low turnout, because what I had experienced, what she had experienced, was significantly more.
So your precinct voted?
Yeah, at least the last 2 hours of the day.
Okay.
All that call-out thing. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:23. Back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Everybody doing their fair share, huh?
Just always trying to help, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. The mic was off, right, Damien? Good, I won't get in trouble then.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So you saw what you guys saw when you came to town. What other things have you seen in the last 6 months, whether it's in Louisiana or in any of the other locales that you've been around? Are you seeing parallels? Are you seeing places that are vibrant, that are healthy? Is everybody kind of in this languish that we continue to
South
be in?
Louisiana definitely is not in languish. If you want a job, you can get one. It's not 3% unemployment, but it's 5 or 6. And they—
Now, is that the tax structure that is allowing that to occur?
No.
Or is it a cultural thing?
No, the tax structure helps. Okay. But there are $60 billion of committed fund projects between Mississippi, on the Mississippi, between New Orleans and Baton Rouge over the next 10 years.
Katrina related?
No, just
regular stuff?
Re-domesticating businesses that heretofore had been overseas, and it's part of the energy boom. It's part of the whole thing. So that's a boom economy. Every mall we have, with the exception of Michigan, is up a minimum of 3%. So that's a fairly wide swath.
That's in tenant occupancy rates. That's revenues.
In revenue for the mall per tenant, on the average, they're up 3%. That includes JCP. It includes
big boys and small guys.
Yeah, everybody across the board. So that's not the problem. Now, part of what we're seeing this is the Rob theory. But, we're going to be cutting over the next 5 to 7 years about 25% out of the healthcare budget. In other words, hospitals like Cleveland Hospital has been running at a $7 billion clip. And they're getting ready over the next few years to ratchet down to $4.5 billion. So
that's gross revenues?
Yes.
Okay. I
can't speak with great authority on this, but suffice it to say. But what you're seeing is, with healthcare spending dropping as precipitously, that's money that's not being circulated around. It's a general shrinkage. So the fact that the GDP dropped 3% shouldn't be a big surprise. The healthcare bill is almost a built-in recession adjuster for the next few years, and it's unavoidable. Now, was it the right way to do it? I don't think so. But no matter a right way or wrong way, when you're reducing the pie, it does ripple across the economy. So I think that's part of the malaise we're feeling, or just general fear, is that things are shrinking in a lot of areas. And St. Joe's is a huge part of our economy here.
Well, and nobody being privy to what's going on.
Well, I bet you their revenue's down.
I would think.
Yeah, I think their revenue's down. And, they ripple through a lot of businesses. So I think it's a hard time, and we're in a transition period.
Now, we heard housing today, what was it, plus 6%?
Was that a new— I didn't—
just heard the tail end of one of the newscasts.
Okay. My impression is nationwide housing is doing just fine. It's
purchase, remodel, reinvestment? Because it doesn't seem as if—
not a lot of remodel that I'm seeing. That requires a home equity line of credit. That requires a refinance with cash out. And the standards for those is pretty tough. But we're seeing robust demand for housing. It's really good.
Wood out of Georgia, steel 2x4s, now Humboldt Redwood is running two shifts now instead of one, so perhaps some of the decking push that they've been doing is starting to get some traction. Because that's the thing that we had been told years ago, is that when the housing industry comes back, that's when we're going to come back. Well, if this is happening in some places, are we that insulated here? Are we that singular with Redwood?
Yeah. I think housing is it's coming back, but I don't think we have – number one, why is housing coming back? Well, we have record or near-record low interest rates. The second interest rates pop up, housing – you know, there's a reverse correlation. The higher the interest rate, the lower the value of the house.
I've never heard anybody say whether it is or not. Are the loans that are going now – variable or fixed?
Almost 90% are fixed because it's so low that it's as good as it's going to get.
So if the rates do come up, those folks are unimpacted, but those who don't jump in will be?
Correct. But I think, never forget, it's great to have a low interest rate, and I will tell you that there are nuances to this, that when you sell, what's the buyer going to get? So that depresses the value of the house. Houses sell for a payment.
JINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. Houses sell for payments. That's what you keep. It's like with automobiles, too. That's what you hear. It's the payment.
It's not the cost. Yeah.
We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Rob, I guess it would be, I don't know if it would be, well, poor style, I guess, if we didn't talk a little bit about some of the national politics that have been going on for the last little bit. We were in Hawaii last week in the preceding. Boy, they must not have any electronic outlets. Because they sell banners by the roll. There wasn't a fence around. If it was Cyclone, it had zip ties and banners.
Really?
And it was all, I mean, just, I could probably recite 15 candidates, and I didn't hear a single ad on the radio.
So democracy's alive and well.
I guess. I don't know. Either that or the zip tie and the banner industry is doing very well.
Yeah.
Not placards.
No. Nope.
Not in the yards.
No. Nope.
Banners.
Banners.
Okay, fine. I guess whatever floats your boat, guys. What trends have you seen in the last 4 or 5 months? What we've heard outside is some early positioning for the presidential. Okay. A couple of your buds are being drafted, or at least being talked about very, very much so. Are you seeing any trends, any sense? I mean, we talked about low turnout.
Well, I think in the Senate, the Republicans have done a good job of broadening the field of competitive races. So the Democrats are now having to fight fights they didn't anticipate having to fight.
Separation of theological positions now, instead of having the, what does Levin call them? Republicans.
Yeah, no, I think
there's choice now.
There's pretty good choice. There's some pretty bright lines. Example is in Minnesota. Another one's in Oregon. Those are interesting races no one was anticipating being competitive, but they probably will be. And same with Gene Shaheen up in New Hampshire. That wasn't going to be competitive, and boy, it's going to be competitive.
So why are those who are running as candidates, why are they deciding to step up now?
I think Obama has been a questionable leader if you are a Democrat. In other words, it's been hard to support him, and now he's taking positions that are all but making Congress irrelevant. And it's easy to run against, and it's not just Obamacare, although Obamacare wait before a month before the election. It's going to be loud. It's going to be, this border thing is not playing well for any Democrat.
Is Iraq an
I don't think people,
an issue?
I don't think people care about it. It's
so going back in doesn't matter.
I think we're pretty worn out is my reaction. We're fatigued. And did we want to lose both Afghanistan and Iraq like we lost Vietnam? No, but that's what happened. And are we going to get hit again by Al-Shabaab or, you know, ISA? Yeah, probably. But this is the policies that he's pursued. But I don't think it's a voter issue. Do people care?
Military size? I mean, it's certainly with the.
I don't think so. I think it's
the drawdown. A lot of local economies have been impacted by that.
I think the issue that everybody cares about in all the polling I've seen is the economy, the economy, the economy.
National or local?
All. And
so military bases only having half as many kids there.
They're probably going to be safe seats for Republicans anyway. And so.
So a non-mover.
A non-mover. The big thing the Democrats have just awakened to, Nancy Pelosi especially, is that the reapportionment that went on in 2010 just left the House Democrats in a world of hurt. And the House is, barring a national wave in favor of the Democrats that I don't see right now, it may happen, that it's hard for them to retake this. The House, the Senate is open, and I mean.
What about Boehner? Has he become an albatross?
Well, I started out a big supporter of Boehner, and we actually helped him on some projects, and he's been disappointing. And I've known Kevin McCarthy for quite a while, and Kevin is a very good strategist. But he is not a leader.
Now, so if he's not bringing a coalition together,
I just don't see.
You got a bunch of cats run, or herd of cats.
He knows how to vet a district and see who he thinks is going to win, and he's done a good job at that. But as far as whipping votes together, and Cantor, people didn't like Cantor. He was not well liked. He was known as Wall Street, and you know it's getting to the point where a lot of us. I'm all in favor of capitalism, and we've got to stop fining the banks the way we are because it's just prohibiting them from lending. But I don't see that capital of the big corporations, their philosophies, be it immigration, et cetera, are consistent with the small businesses out there. And I consider us a small business.
Does small business matter?
Small business is everything. Big business doesn't matter.
To the electeds, does small business, is it a platitude? Because it certainly seems
that
way.
That's a great question. I think the Tea Party represents more small businesses than any other segment of the electorate.
And they're kind of being treated as the fly being shooed away.
They are, but they don't go so easily. I mean, consider Thad Cochran. Everyone's saying that was a Tea Party loss. That was a Tea Party victory to a great extent because that was an incumbent of how many years? And, you know, he kind of had to break the rules to win.
He had to hustle.
Yeah, he had to hustle. And, I mean, who would have thought 6 months ago that would even be a discussion? So, I mean, I think those sort of things are resonating. And what Republicans are figuring out is that cultural issues are important to a small segment. And to a segment, and it's probably growing smaller. The new generation are libertarians. They don't care about gay marriage. They don't care about abortion. They do care about immigration. They do care about privacy. And they really, really don't They poll on an environment, but they don't vote on the environment, and they're not going to be made to vote on the environment. And so they're a very interesting group, and they are an asset that will be good for the Republicans if we change.
Sounds like a flashback to the late 40s.
Well, that's what the Tea Party probably is, don't you think?
We'll chase that one.
Okay, it's fiscal responsibility.
KINS, News and Information Times 343. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. Final couple minutes with Rob Barkley. Rob, there was a decision made today with the Supreme Court talking about a segment of Obamacare. You are familiar with one of the groups that were arguing. What are these guys like?
The Green family owns Hobby Lobby.
Are they – I mean, they're not around here, so.
No, they bank out of Oklahoma City, and they're fabulous people. It's a fabulous company. They do not operate on Sunday, which in the mall world is to say rare doesn't paint the picture. But they have such market dominance, and they have such strongly held convictions that they don't operate on Sunday, and mall owners let them do it. In addition, they truly walk the walk in every way. Now, let's make no mistake. They only objected to four things in the Obamacare, and what they said was, we are not, those were not birth control issues, unless, of course, you consider those four things they objected to be methods of birth control. They are methods of abortion, and that's what they objected to. And so they're a very successful business. They're very principled, and I wish more businesses in the country would, A, be privately held, and B, hold to their convictions as well as Hobby Lobby does. They've been an example for all of us.
Is there space for another Pabstein's Boutique?
All right.
In Arkley's Mall.
Yeah.
I'm going to be closed on Sunday. I'm a standalone. I have no juice other than that store. Could I be closed on Sunday?
Depends on the mall. In other words, if it's a particularly strong mall with a Midwest flavor, probably you could be, because Sunday's not a big day in that market. If it's a market like we have up in Montana, I don't know about that.
Situational convictions?
Well, no, when you own a mall, you owe a fiduciary duty to all tenants, not just one. And so it's a very tricky balancing act. Hobby Lobby makes a mall successful. Pabstein Boutique may or may not make the rest of them successful. My money's against it.
Yeah. Knowing the ownership as you do.
Yeah. No, it's just they're category killers, of which Hobby Lobby is one. And we're proud to have them in three of our malls. And they're handshake people. They do exactly what they say. We love them.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.